Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody. It is another beautiful Monday. I am your host Dee, owner and healing practitioner at Now Age Wellness, joining you from the beautiful island of St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. If you don't know where it is, go ahead and glance at a map. But it is a beautiful day here, and I'm really excited to start talking to you about today's topic. But I'm going to hold on that for 1 second and do a little quick update about things that are going on in the Now Age Wellness world. First, I want to tell you I'm super excited for those of you who are on island with me here on St. Croix. We are proud to say that a local chiropractor, Dr. Deborah Bobbitt at West End Chiropractic, is adding our Reiki healing services as something available to her patients. This is huge and exciting for so many reasons. For one, after some time of trying here on the island, she is the first, we're a little behind down here, but she is the first to be willing to add a non-traditional complementary service of this nature to support her clients. Yeah, so we'll be there on Thursdays. You can make appointments directly through West End Chiropractic. Check them out on the interweb. And I look forward to being able to serve you there. Something amazing happens when you go in for your Western medical treatment. At this point, chiropractics is what we're speaking of. And follow it up with an energy healing session. You'll be amazed how much deeper and how much faster and how much longer lasting the healing is. So truly, truly excited and celebrating that. Also coming up in the very near future, and you guys will want to keep your eyes open for these. As always, if you would like to be on the first to know list, go ahead and go to www.nowagewellness.com and join the newsletter. All class announcements go to the newsletter first, yeah? And then they'll be opened up on social media and other places. But coming up, we have Reiki Level 2. Very shortly here, April 15th and 16th. If you have done Level 1 with Noid Wellness and you haven't signed up, we'll look forward to seeing you then. This is super exciting level where we get to go deeper with your practice and you will begin learning how to help others with this, yeah? How to use the same principles you've been using to heal yourself to be able to help your friends and family and those around you. Yeah, as we change our vibration, we can change the vibration of the person next to us and so outward into the universe. We will also be doing a Crystals 101 June 5th through 19th. It will be 3 Mondays starting at 6:30 p.m. And that will be a shorter class. It'll just be an hour and a half, but we'll go through all the basics of crystals. These beautiful magical gifts given to us from the earth, how to use them, how to cleanse them, why they are here with us to help us support our mind, body, and spirit. Also, I want you guys to keep your eyes open for the Reiki retreats coming up. I am going to do one more Level 1 Reiki training coming up in June. And then moving forward, we'll set them up as retreats intensives, actually. There won't be anything retreating about it, but it'll be intensive learning where we can do Level 1 and Level 2 within a 4 or 5 day period. So we can really focus all of our energies on raising your vibration and empowering you with these new skills. And then finally, I want to invite you to join me on social media, on Facebook under Danita Nicole, that's my full name, or under Now Age Wellness on Wednesdays for our midweek wisdom, where we use the amazing power of oracle cards to help bring messages through that are just for you to help you through your week. So all of these exciting things are coming up, and I'm really thrilled to be sharing them with you all the time. Which brings us to today's topic. Today we're going to be talking about letting go. Yeah, this comes to us from a question from one of our listeners. If you have a question, you are always welcome to ask too. You can drop an email at info@nowagewellness.com. We do also have a call-in number here, 619-924-9710. We'll do that one more time, 619-924-9710. If you care to comment or you have a question you'd like answered, I am here for you. But getting back to letting go, this question comes from one of our listeners. And this particular listener was a little vague in what they'd like me to talk about in this regard, even though I'm getting a pretty clear message from my guides and did right away when that message came through that this was what was needed. But there are so many different aspects of this that I want to make sure I cover a couple of them. And the first thing that struck my interest in actually addressing this particular request was that it comes up at a really good time. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, March 20th, we celebrated the beginning of spring. Right? So this is the natural cycle of our nature, of the world around us, which is us as well, so our natural cycle. This is the time where things have been sitting for a while, and all of a sudden we're waking up, seeing things with new eyes, watching where things are wanting to grow, which means it's time for us to clear out what has been there before. Yeah, create space for new things to grow into, create space for this new season. So with that in mind, you know, everyone has heard of spring cleaning, and we do it for our homes, but we do it for our spirits as well, for ourselves as well. So I thought this was a really apt topic to build on that. One of the things that I want to, and I kind of touched on it a little bit just now, but one of the things that I want you guys to realize is in the universal laws that exist around us, one of them says that the world will never leave a void. Energetically speaking, when we're talking about the energetic science, when the energetic laws of the universe, there will never be a void. The universe will always step in to fill it with something. So one of the most important steps in, for one, wanting to create something new is actually this act of letting go. Yeah, we create sacred containers for ourselves by the different things that we do, by planting seeds, by clearing space, by the actions we take. We create basically a sacred vessel to hold this energy that we're calling in. So take a second and take a look at your vessels and see if they're already full. Yeah, because if they're already full, there's no way for something new to enter in there. And if something new does push its way in, it's almost like it's going to boil over. And what's been there a while needs to go ahead and let itself be lifted out. This is a really important idea as we bring you into the idea of conscious co-creation with the universe. Yeah. So what is it you want? How is it you want to live? Requires us having an awareness of how we are living. Yeah, of taking a second and looking at the world around us, the world that we've created, to see what is there and what doesn't need to be there any longer. I can think of a lot of examples of places where we want to let go or try to let go, and they can be little to really, really deep. but all of them affect you on the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. Yeah. So we could be talking really deep, like childhood trauma, something that's been there a long time. You may not even realize it's still there consciously until you really start looking closer. As always, as a side note for those kinds of things, I always suggest getting a little help. And there are plenty of services here at Now Age Wellness, remote and in person, and also out in the world at large that can really help you address something like that. There's often times where we are wanting to let go of relationships. Yeah, and that's relationships of all sorts, romantic, that's with a job, that's with how you are relating to your neighbors. Yeah. Sometimes we want to let go of really little things that happen, like somebody took the last piece of cake, and that's all you can focus on. And it's totally ruining your entire day. Or you couldn't have the beverage you wanted when you were out to eat. And so all of a sudden, the entire meal was ruined because you couldn't let go of that one moment of not getting what you want. So all of these things lead us to the idea of attachment, of holding on. We can't talk about letting go without talking about holding on, right? Because that's what's actually stopping us from letting go. Most often, it is our attachment to a certain outcome preventing us from letting go. Yeah. So, say I want to let go of a relationship, but I don't want it to end badly and I don't want it to hurt. All of a sudden, I'm limiting the world's options for how this can happen. I'm saying, please let this go for me. Please help me get rid of this out of my life. But it has to happen this way. Everyone has to be joyful, has to be really good. We have to have a celebration, right? When we do that, it is more difficult for the world to accommodate us, as opposed to saying, I'm ready to let go of this relationship. And instantly, yeah, it can happen that fast, instantly releasing it and seeing how the world goes about bringing that up, yeah? So this is a place where we can give our universe the opportunity to surprise you, the opportunity to delight you, yeah, to fill you up with light in ways you never knew, to use everything you're letting go of as an amazing tool to show you aspects of yourself that you may want to take a look at. Yeah. So ultimately, when we're holding on and not letting go, it comes back to some ideas we talked to on our last program about procrastination, but we're most often doing it to try and keep ourselves safe. Yeah. Because it often feels safer to stay in what we know than to jump in the unknown. And if we open up the world of possibility for the universe saying, hey, I want to let this go, what can come into my sacred container now? And what is attached to this thing that's leaving that has to go with it? Some of those things can surprise us. And sometimes our fear of what those things might be can hold us back. There's also a way in which holding on lets us stay in an energy of avoidance. Yeah. We use it as distraction, really. So if I'm distracting myself with, oh man, this coworker is driving me crazy, I don't have to actually stop and look at the fact that I might not enjoy where I'm working anymore. Or I might love it and it might still be time for me to move on. Right? So if I am holding on to something, if I direct all my energy into one thing, I don't have to look everywhere else. In fact, I can't look everywhere else because all of a sudden my container is overflowing with just this one thing. Yeah. Another example of that would be if I'm holding on to a relationship. Yeah, think of a romantic relationship that I know isn't great for me right now. But I don't want to let go because all of a sudden, I'll have to look at myself. I can't focus all my energy on the fact that My partner's driving me crazy because he won't put the toilet seat down. And if he won't put the toilet seat down, it means he doesn't really respect me. And if he doesn't really respect me, then why am I in this relationship? And now as I'm looking around and I'm looking for disrespect, he doesn't make the bed either. He's not bringing enough money into the household. Why am I doing everything, right? And we get into this endless cycle that drives us crazy. And none of it's true. All of it is distraction from the truth that we aren't wanting to look at in this moment. Yeah, I'm just letting that settle in because it requires a degree of honesty and a degree of courage in order to look at what you're holding on to. Yeah. Because once you see what's making you unhappy, all of the sudden, the energy shifts and it's time to do something about it. I'm going to let you sit with that while we take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about letting go and holding on and why we're doing it. And we're going to give you some really useful, easy, practical tools to help you let go.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about these services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.
And welcome back. We are talking about letting go today. Yeah, actually, just before the break, we were talking about why we hold on. And not only avoidance of self and the misconstrued idea that we are safer when we stay in what we know rather than facing the unknown. But I also want to talk a little bit about holding on for someone else. Yeah. So often it comes up that we're holding on to something that doesn't even belong to us. Yeah. So I had this experience just last night, actually, where I was at a restaurant and I asked for a beverage and it couldn't be accommodated. Yeah, it was for really silly reasons, but it couldn't be accommodated. So within 2 minutes, you know, I let go of the idea of having that particular beverage and went about enjoying my evening. But within the next 5 minutes, two different servers came over three times and apologized for not having it, acknowledging that the reason that they couldn't bring it to me was inappropriate, and then bringing it up again. Right, I had already moved on until somebody is coming back and bringing it back to me one more time. So that was actually an act of those people around me holding on to the energy that I had let go of. And I get a choice in that moment, whether I accept it back again, right? Whether I let it get me worked up, or whether I let it go. You have that choice too. But I mention this because so often it comes up in relationships where we want something to happen for our partners, or we want them to do something for themselves. And it takes the realization that they have their own free will, that we can't control them before we can really look at what's going on. And what's really going on then is you need to relinquish control of someone else's actions, right? And identify why you're feeling the need to control those actions. So say you want your partner to sell the car that's been sitting on the lawn that no one drives. Why is it that you are trying to control the situation, right? Is it because that's you don't feel as though you're contributing to the household? Is it because you think if you sell that vehicle, there'll be one less thing for you to look at that you have to handle? So is it that you're contributing too much to the household? There are usually other issues going on for you when you're trying to get them to do something, right? This is a place where you get to breathe it out. It is completely in their hands. We all have free will, and you can't control another person. So what is your fear if you release your hold on that person's action and the outcome of their action, right? Because chances are you want to sell it and you want a lot of money to come in, or you want to sell it and you want a flower garden there, or whatever it is. There's usually an attachment to the next step of the outcome as well. So just take a second for yourself and recognize why you are feeling the need to control the situation. And then even further, recognize how much of that stress is going on in your body. Yeah. So what are you doing to yourself by holding on to someone else's decision that you can't control? You know, and as you're examining your life and places where you are saying, am I holding on? The question for you to ask yourself is, how much do you love your life? How much do you love everything about it? How much do you love what you did this morning? How much do you love what you have planned this afternoon? Yeah, and if your answer is that I don't love that at all, ask yourself how long you've felt that way. So moving right along, once you've recognized, one, that something does belong to you and you can let it go, or that it belongs to someone else and you can let go of controlling their actions, what are some of the things that we can do to create some energy around helping us let go, around aiding us in this process? There's a lot of them. For one, I recommend creating a ritual for yourself, right? Ritual is just a way of taking the intangible and making it tangible. Right? So create some kind of ritual for yourself. One of the most effective rituals when it comes to letting go is to bring in the energy of fire, right? Fire is simultaneously destruction and creation. So this is one of the best things that you can do. Take some time. Go ahead and write out all of the things that you want to let go of. Don't surrender all judgment. Let your brain just dump. You can do this on a piece of paper, on a journal. You can do it on a leaf, whatever floats your boat in that way. But go ahead and write it down. And it's important to bring it into physical form, right? So we're taking it out of the land of just mental vibration, and we're bringing it into a physical vibration by writing it out with pen to paper or stick to leaf, as the case may be. Yeah. And then light a fire for yourself and go ahead and put that paper into the fire. And let's go ahead and sit there with it as you watch the flames consume what you've been holding on to. Yeah. And if you want to go even further, and I recommend this, go ahead and write out the things that you'd like to invoke in its place, the things you'd like to call in. The full moon is a particularly good time to go ahead and do a ritual of that nature. Why? So think about what's happening. Again, this is one of our cues from the universe, one of the places we can look to nature to teach us, where we see our moon here from Earth. We see our moon and it's full of light. From there, it has no choice but to release, right? So there's a cycle of ebb and flow where we fill up and we release. And we welcome in what's new as we fill up again and we release and we welcome in what's new. So around the full moon, that's the opportunity opportunity to join into the universal energy that is already moving into release, already moving into letting go. So that's a really great time to begin these rituals for yourself. Apologizing is often a really good way to let go. Why? Because what's actually happening when we apologize? We're talking about the energy of forgiveness. And it's important that you forgive others, but it is more important that you are forgiving yourself. And so often when you are asking forgiveness of others, you are asking yourself to forgive yourself, right? So whether or not someone's upset about something, right? I'll go back to the example of having ordered a beverage. I had moved on, but the waitress in the establishment came over and had not let go and needed to apologize for her, not for me. Yeah. I may have been included in the first time, but certainly the second and third time, that was all for her. Right? So notice what happens when you apologize. More than that, what happens when you move into the space of forgiveness? Yeah, forgiveness of yourself and others. It releases you from the past. It brings you back into your present, back into your now, which, as you guys know, as listeners of Knowledge Wellness, now is where your power is. Yeah. Carolyn Miss will always say that forgiveness is the answer to almost every problem. Yeah. Forgiving yourself, stepping back into flow, letting the energy move. So getting yourself out of that place of stagnation, that one place where you probably felt safe, but you are also stuck and not growing and not living as you are, as everything you are in each moment, which is really what you're here to do. Yeah, that's the place where life gets easy and effortless. If you're holding on, if you're gripping, it's tough to receive. Yeah, so go ahead and open up your hand in forgiveness. Mantras are a really great idea. So as you're letting go, you can say something like, I release myself and others from all vows, utterances, agreements, commitments, and covenants of the past that no longer serve me. I release across all dimensions, all timelines, and all time grids in alignment with the highest good of all involved. Yeah, and feel free to rephrase it something that feels comfortable for yourself. You know, at the end of your day, I always take a big, deep breath as I'm driving back home after the end of a busy work day and say, I release today. I release all that happened today. And I bring myself back into the present, which is my place of power and creation, where I can bring in what I really want in my life. And that brings us to probably the most important one, and that is simply breathing. Yeah, guys, when you're holding on, you're going to hold your breath. You're going to hold your life force, right? As we breathe air, we breathe what fuels us, we breathe in our life. So notice if your breathing's a little shallow, or notice if you're taking that full, big, deep, complete breath that starts in your low abdomen and fills up your lower lungs and then your upper lungs and then your sternum, your throat, and your head. And then you equally release in the opposite direction and it all flows away. The other last one I want to leave you with is water. Right? Most of us shower each day or take a bath each day. As that water flows over you, go ahead and actively say, I ask to release anything I do not need, anything that's no longer serving you, and watch the water take it away and back to the earth where it can be fertilizer for something new. Yeah. So cleansing and releasing. We're coming up on the end of our show already, guys. It's been a super quick half hour. I look forward to seeing you on knowledgewellness.com.